The education regarding chills is not handled well in this country. We're ignorant of the true rules. And when the event appears, we're left unequipped. It is time, of course. Is it the same where you are? It's necessary to arrive a little before it does. You see what I'm saying? Just a tiny little bit ahead. You know the story of the flea in the drawer? Yes, of course. And how true it is, don't you think? I don't know what more to say. Thank you.
Joe McNeely, leading the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. As Joe walks out from Sunset Boulevard, as originally scored by Franz Waxman, here on Deep Threes. Peter DePhillips began our set by raising Hope Across the Pond. From his concept album that is an homage to his Irish heritage, The Great Famine. Then Lauki took us to 69 degrees 54 minutes south, 135 degrees 12 minutes east. A location on the coast of Wilkes Land in eastern Antarctica on the southern Indian Ocean. That left Catherine de Bond, the Montreal producer known as Ilong Ilong, in a superposition for her phantasmagories. Hull departed for Naugat, courtesy of UN, and welcomed the return of Dalby and Marco during The Last Days on Mars, as scored by Max Richter for the original motion picture soundtrack. We imagined the Dance of the Lilies from the Robert Redford movie All Is Lost, and the soundtrack by Alexander Ebert. And the cellist Maya Beiser of Bang on a Can lamented about a far-off country for her 2007 solo effort, Almost Human. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I leave you for this hour with Astral Winds, Solar Reveries, and Interstellar Tensions from You is Greater Than L by Kashecki. You can always check out playlists and show archives on the web at www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. We've all heard about the early bird getting the worm. We know it as sound advice about initiative and timely action, and we can almost see that robin leaning back and tugging that recalcitrant worm out of the ground. Research shows, however, that birds dining early and heavily may lower their life expectancy. A study of three North American woodland bird species found that socially dominant birds stay lean during the day and then stoke up when it's most important, later in the day, before a cold night. At night, birds avoid hypothermia by metabolizing fat. And by staying lean through most of the day, dominant birds are more agile in avoiding predators. Subordinate birds have to look for food whenever and wherever they can find it, and carry fat on their bodies to hedge against unpredictable rations. Dominant birds, which can push subordinates off food, can choose when they eat, and so lessen their odds of being eaten themselves. Therefore, at least in the woodland birds' world, the revised moral might read, "Get the worm late in the day. You'll sleep better and live longer." For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Bird Note is grateful to all listeners that provide financial support for this show. You can join them at birdnote.org.